735 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, George DiGiani, Train Station Fitness Show. Dr. Jeremy Webster is next to me. This is my last day on radio on The Ticket. This is my last show. I teased it during the week that this would be a big surprise. Just moving on to other ventures and growing beyond here. Genetic Direction is growing really well. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. I know there are people that listen all over online, but there are a lot of people who are listening on podcast and not live anymore. 888-787-1310. Right now, Dr. Webster and I are talking about foundational tools in your life that will never change, so you don't have to always grasp for the latest diet or exercise program or exercise equipment. We're talking about how the body processes certain macronutrients that when somebody comes out with another diet or a study to try to influence you away from the way the body works, it's important to recognize and have these foundational tools not to gravitate toward that.
Well, I think the main point of what you just said is that the body doesn't change just because somebody writes a book.
Yeah.
So if you're not embracing how the body works, if a book or a diet or a study doesn't embrace the fundamentals how the body works, then it's not very valid. I mean, that's the easiest way I can put that. I know you wanted to mention a little bit about fats.
Yeah.
For instance, okay, fats are and always have been one of the key foundational nutrients of the human body. We have tons of tissues in our body that are made of fat and tons of processes in our body that rely on fats.
Yeah, the brain is made of 60% fat.
The brain and the nervous system, all of your nerves are hugely fat.
Yeah.
So just from a structural standpoint, and even every single one of your cells, George, even your muscle cells, you think, well, muscle's not fat. That's the opposite.
Right.
Your muscle cells have a lining that is made primarily of fat. It's the bulk of the muscle cell is protein, but the lining is fat. And it's the same with your skin cells. It's the same with every other cell in your body.
So the question is, what happens when you're devoid of fat throughout the day?
It's about like if you're devoid of protein.
Yeah.
It's one of the structural components in every single one of your cells. Some of those fats, in fact, are essential. Just like in the old days when people would venture from Europe over to the Americas on the ships, they couldn't keep vegetables on these months-long journey.
Yeah.
So they would end up with nothing but salted meats for a long time. They would develop scurvy. That meant they weren't eating vegetables. They weren't getting the vitamin C that they required from those fruits and vegetables oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And they developed these disease processes. That's a deficiency in a nutrient because the vitamin C is essential. You have to consume it no matter what. The same thing happens with these fats. If you don't consume omega-3s and omega-6s, you eventually develop diseases of deficiency.
So my favorite book that dispels, annihilates every single flawed study that speaks poorly about saturated fat is called Super Fuel. It's written by two medical doctors. One, let's see if I can get this guy's last name right. Dr. James DiNicolantonio. I got it. DiNicolantonio. And Dr. Joseph Mercola. I highly recommend buying this book, Super Fuel.
Super Fuel. Never heard of it?
Yes.
Gotta check it out, though.
So now I want to just do the goodbye show. This is my last show if you're just tuning in. I'm leaving radio for other ventures. Genetic Direction is growing fast. I feel blessed, blessed, blessed to have the team I have had. Also, other professionals that have been on the radio with me, Dr. Webster, Dr. Chim Church. Many people have been on the radio. I want to thank every single one of you. I also want to say goodbye to Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett from the T-Box. Love those guys. I'm glad to have had a chance to know you. Also, George Dunham, who had the confidence in me to use my 21-day body makeover program years ago. Lost 50 pounds, did really well with it. Norm also had great success. And Bob Sturm, has used my program at least 10 times. All of these people had a vote of confidence in me, and I can't tell you how appreciative I am of you for doing that. Also, Junior Miller, Corby, and Gordo have also taught me to be able to laugh at myself, make fun of myself. Being made fun of is better than being buried so nobody knows your name. Jeff Catlin, who's been a great boss because he's always available for guidance. And, of course, Dan Bennett, I could never forget, who gave me my start back in 1998.
Wow.
I also want to thank some listeners who have been longtime listeners. Craig in the UK. He listens online. Don in Japan. He lived in America and continues to listen now in Japan. They've been listening over the years. I want to thank also Tom and Luann Schaefer, We became friends from them listening to my show. We've been friends for many years. Craig Brinkerhoff, he's always in our lives. So many people who have tuned in from day one have become friends of mine. I can't mention them all. So, but also Dr. Webster, like I said, you've been a staple of this show, encouraging people, empowering people to be advocates for fighting for the truth about health and wellness in general.
Thank you, George.
Who do we have on the phone? We have Tina on the phone. Let's go ahead and go to Tina. Tina.
Hello.
Hey, sweet girl.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, Dr. Webster.
Hi.
Hi, I am calling in to say I want to tell you I appreciate your letting me be on the show for so many years, I guess, as co-hosting. And I love you guys very much. And I'm just like, you've had so many great accomplishments, George, over the years. And, you know, we've known each other for a very, very, very long time.
28 years.
Yeah. And the first year, I didn't like you very much. You know that.
I didn't like me very much.
You either. And but then you kind of you started growing on me, and you've been through so much, and you're just a great friend to me, and you've helped so many people through this radio show. You as well, Dr. Webster, and all the great professionals you've had on there. It's just been, I learned so much being on that show, just from all the smarter people that were much smarter than me, like way smarter than me. It really helped me in my career, to be honest. So I want to just to let you know I appreciate that opportunity that you gave me.
Tina, love you. Thank you. And I have to agree with you. I think I've had a better education on this show than I have with all the certifications I acquired over the years. I really have from the people. I'm sorry?
I tell people that all the time, that some of the best knowledge I got was from being on your show.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in and taking time, Tina. I really appreciate that. I know you're up early today living in a completely different state in Pacific time. So thanks, hon.
My first show ever 12 years ago, John Hammerly was on from Fox.
Yeah.
And Tina did the fitness tip of the week, I remember.
Yes, yes,
I was like, who's this Tina?
Yeah.
And it's been great to know Tina and work with Tina all these years.
Thanks, T.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tina.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, you are on the ticket.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
I don't think people realize how good a man this really is. In fact, I was fortunate enough to be one of the few civilians nominated for an e-break after my debate with a guy about the Beef Council many years ago. He must have been desperate for guests when he asked me to be on.
I was not desperate. You have a lot to offer. Now I know who this is. I didn't realize it was you, Scotty. You did a great job, because one of the things I like about you is you're extraordinarily physically active. You could eat whatever you want, but I know you eat healthy as well. And it just goes to show when someone who has a ranch and works it the way you do, how fit you can be and not have to go to a doctor all the time because you're constantly in balance. So I praise people like you.
I appreciate it, man. I limp a little more than I used to, but, you know, it's not just necessarily the years. A lot of times it's the mileage.
Yes. All right. Well, Scott, thanks so much for the call.
You're a good man. I'm going to miss you on the air.
Thank you so much, Scott. Please stay in touch.
Oh, the e-breaks over
absolutely.
The years.
Yeah. So who's on next call, Timmy? Let's take it live. You're on
dude,
the ticket.
What the hell?
Craig.
What are you doing?
I know.
Really?
It's 21 years that I'm here, my friend, and genetic direction's growing fast, and I have other focuses. The good thing is I'll be able to continue some of this with Facebook Live I've been doing with Dr. Webster once a week, and I can do it from anywhere in the world. But, yeah, it's time. I had I've been thinking about this for several months, and I had a talk with Kat last week about it.
So you are a smart guy and got a Harvard degree. And you own a really, really big piece of real estate on the ticket. Why don't you just broker it? Why'd you do this? Just kind of, you know.
Well, you know, you've been mentioning that to me for a long time.
Auction it off.
And I don't know that I'm as intelligent as you are when it comes to brokering it. Or maybe I should say, as much as people might think I'm a big promoter of me, I'm just not. I would have the hardest time going out trying to sell my show. I'm just not that guy. I would rather take care of the person, give them the best information so they don't feel like I'm being a salesperson. I've just never been that guy. And I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. And that's what I stick with.
All right. So So we're now into the genetic business full time, huh?
Yeah, full time. But also, make sure you tell your dad, give him my best, and I really appreciate his listening and his commentary over the years.
There's a guy who, it was very, very funny. So he listens to you every week, and he just curses at the internet because he listens to it online. He's 81 years old, and he has this love-hate relationship with you that nobody, he doesn't even have with anybody else in the world. So he will probably miss you more than anybody, but we will miss you. We'll probably want to bring you on every so often as an expert fitness guy for anything that happens if, you know, Tiger ever gets caught, you know, taking something wrong or has a weird injury.
Thank you for that, Craig. I think it'd be fun just talking about my movements in golf and strength and all that anyway. So, yeah, I would love to do that. You know, you have me at your disposal.
Well, you'll be missed.
And you guys, too. Thank you so much, really, for your support over the years, everybody here. If you're just listening now, this is my last day on the ticket. I've decided to call it quits. I have a final message for everyone to take care of themselves. Do not rely on others, such as our government, to provide accurate information or studies that you read or even your own medical doctor. Get many opinions. Be your own advocate, but don't be your own advocate and then take your own advice. You want to send that advice to others who know more than you do, especially when it's non-mainstream information. You want to bring it to a non-mainstream professional, a naturopath doctor, a chiropractor, an integrative medicine, functional medicine doctor are considered non-mainstream. Lastly, be your own cheerleader because no one else will. Love you all. God bless. 746 Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.